And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name's Ted McIntyre, and this show's for the week of August 5th, 2019. So those are voices of climate activists standing outside Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's office inside the Massachusetts State House. They're singing to get his attention focused on the Weymouth compressor station issue. The song sounds a little bit like a church, and in many ways the State House is like a church. Lots of marble and stained glass near the governor's office. But let me tell you the story. So the Weymouth compressor station is a industrial plant proposed to be placed in the heart of the town of Weymouth, south shore of Massachusetts near Boston. That compressor station is a good description. It literally will intake natural gas that's flown from the come from the fracking fields in Pennsylvania and repressurize it to very high pressure in a pipeline for transport not to Massachusetts but further on into Canada. So what we're talking about here is a building, you know, just like any other industrial factory, kind of a big tall building, right in a highly populated area of Weymouth, into which gas flows, and sort of a low-pressure, tired gas that's come all the way from Pennsylvania has lost a lot of its pressure as it's moved through the pipeline. This big compressor station will recompress the gas, send it on to Canada for export and burning in other parts of the world. Now, this compressor station has been granted various permits despite the protests of people in Weymouth. There's one permit left to be granted, and for that reason, people from Weymouth have under and we'll put a link to the Friends of the Four River Against the Compressor Station website, but I mean, they folks have been opposing this website for many years. There's one permit left before construction can begin. And they decided to meet at the governor's office to try and get his attention. So why go to the governor's office? Well, Andrea Honoré has been, in the most polite and gentle way, visiting the governor's office every day for about the last 2 years, off and on, sitting in the governor's reception room by herself in the hopes of having a conversation with the governor to find out why he will not focus on the Weymouth compressor station. She's had no luck. The governor has not met with her. The governor always seems to find a back way out of his office when she's around. As the permitting process draws to an end, more and more people have tried to arrive at the governor's office to get his attention, and that's the reason for everyone meeting in the State House. I was fortunate enough to show up on Friday, August 2nd, and got a chance to talk to some people. So I wanted to play a little tape of that. Ready? Here we go.
Absolutely. My name is Alina Sabalpers. I am going to be a junior at Brandeis University in the fall, and I'm interning with 350 Mass over the summer.
Uh-huh. And so where are we, what just happened, and what's the point of the exercise we just went through?
So we are in the State House. We are in the little, like, section of the State House where the Speaker's office is, and the Speaker of the House's office is, and the Senate President's office is, as well as the entire sort of executive branch that lives in the State House, which is where Governor Baker and all of his staffers work. And we just finished up our second of 3 days of sit-ins at the State House. We are protesting the air permits that have already been released for the Weymouth Compressor Station in the hopes that maybe Governor Baker and his administration will decide not to issue the wetlands permits that the company still needs in order to be able to build the compressor station.
So this is, the wetlands is one of the last permits that would greenlight the actual physical construction.
And the administration is required to give a deadline by Monday, or is required to give a decision by Monday. So one way or another, we're going to know on Monday, by the end of day, whether or not they are, it's expected that they're going to issue the wetlands permits, because they have issued all of the other ones,
yeah.
And there's really no reason for them to stop at this point. Even with, you know, mountains of data that shows that this compressor station will cause new and worsening cancers and respiratory diseases for the folks who live in the area surrounding the compressor station. So we're, you know, optimistic, but trying to stay realistic at the same time, in that we don't want to get our hopes up that the permit is going to be rejected, because it's most likely going to be released. But yeah, we'll have a decision on Monday.
And you guys will be back on Monday.
Yes, we will.
So now this is Friday. It'll be Monday the 5th, or 4th or 5th,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for
trying.
Thanks for organizing. This is great.
Thanks a lot.
So that was one of the organizers. I also got a chance to speak to a couple of the, I don't know, 40 or 50 people who were in the hallway. Play those. I apologize, of course, if you're in this marble building, lots of boomy background noise. But I've tried to clean it up as well as I can, and I hope you enjoy it.
Sure. I'm a climate activist with 350 Massachusetts, and I am deeply worried about the climate and the fact that we're not doing enough to stop the chaos that is already raging in many parts of the world. And this is an opportunity to highlight this issue. Because we have a concrete issue in Weymouth with a compressor station that is being built against the will of everyone there, just because our governor is in the pockets of the fossil fuel industry.
We've been standing outside the door of Governor Baker's office to register our opposition to the Weymouth Compressor Station, which is probably the biggest climate issue in the state of Massachusetts. We think there should not be any additional fossil fuel infrastructure built in this state or any other state, because we're in a climate emergency. We have to completely transform our energy economy in the next 10 years.
Question for you. Just very, I'm sure you can answer this. When you say infrastructure, that scares people. What does that mean?
Oil refineries. It means pipelines. It means compressor stations. It means any hardware and structures and buildings and industrial facilities that are built or in place to support the fossil fuel industry.
And I would say, I mean, that's because the issue is that that's going to last 70 years, right?
Correct.
That's the point, right?
And every step we take toward building a new compressor station or a new pipeline is a step backwards from the goal of weaning ourselves of fossil fuels and transforming the economy in 10 years. We don't have much time.
Okay, so I came here today because I'm on an email list. I learned about this compressor issue. I thought, oh, that's not my town. That's not my concern. Many months ago. And then I started to learn more about it, and I learned about Andrea Honoré, who sits outside the governor's office to try to get her citizens' concerns heard. But the problem is she's not getting heard, and other people in Weymouth and the Four River Basin aren't getting heard. And we need to shine a light on that.
So there are some voices of people, just ordinary people, who were committed enough to take time out of an otherwise busy day. I mean, they all had stuff to do. But nonetheless, they went to the State House to act and to communicate their belief in, number one, the need to reject this compressor station, but also their belief in a viable future. We should say in passing that after that protest last Friday, of course we're recording this show Monday, after the action at the governor's office last Friday, the Baker administration announced that the wetlands permit, which was to have been released August 5th, has been delayed for several weeks for, well, whatever, pick your favorite reason. The bottom line is it was delayed. To my mind, that says protest, action, communication, public stances matter, and the protests are working. Finally, let me say that personally, I've been fascinated by this circumstance of protests in the State House. If you've never been to the Massachusetts State House, you really ought to take the tour. It's open to the public. There are regularly scheduled tours. It is a gorgeous building. It's a little bit like Hogwarts. All the staircases keep shifting. It's hard to get from here to there. You need to follow the directions carefully. But the building is gorgeous. And to my mind, it's a metaphor. The marble and stained glass and columns, especially near the governor's office and in the Hall of Flags and these beautiful places, these represent the commitment of previous generations of people in Massachusetts, stretching all the way back to the, God knows when, 1700s. Commitment to build a monument to our collective self-government and to our collective view of a optimistic, vibrant, growing future. Right? That State House, that building is our collective statement that we believe in ourselves and that we are going to govern ourselves. It's rather inspiring. And I think in the same way, climate activists have a commitment to building our collective future. In the same way as the folks who built the State House, we believe in the future. We believe that we must take actions now to build that future. And so I don't think it's an inappropriate place to have such protests in the halls built by previous generations that represent their faith in the future, for us to be in that same venue building the future for the folks that will come after us. So there you go. That's the story from about the Weymouth compressor from the State House. We'll put up some links to important topics that I've called out here. You can follow the show on the Facebook page at @MassClimateAction. If you want, send us an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our collective future. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.